much.
Well, your PG&E bill will soon reflect more than just your energy use, but your tax bracket as well. That is because new legislation in the state will implement a fixed rate that varies based on your income, with supporters saying it will help lower-income residents electrify their appliances and move away from fossil fuels. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now by Mark Toney, Executive Director at the Utility Reform Network, a nonprofit consumer advocacy organization headquartered here in San Francisco. Thank you so much for joining us. So explain how this would work.
So what will happen is the TURN proposal for income-based fixed charge would have a slightly higher charge, monthly charge, for customers whose income is over $150,000, people who have who are on the CARE discount program. They will end up paying about 20% less on their monthly bills, and people in the middle will end up paying about the same they're paying on a monthly basis.
So why was this introduced in the first place? What's going on here?
Well, the idea is to give rate relief to the customers who most need it, who are having trouble paying their bills, buying medication, getting food and clothing for kids, and saying that the people who can most afford it, the higher income families, can pay. We're talking about an average of $20 to $25 more a month after you've added everything in, so that we can have a little bit more affordability for low-income families.
But what about the folks on the other end of the spectrum? That's where a lot of the pushback has been. They can be the people that have the money buying electric cars, putting solar on their roofs. Do you think that this will dissuade people from continuing to do things like that?
What's important to understand is what this proposal will not do. It will not address the basic affordability problem. The fact is that bills have been skyrocketing in California. PG&E bills have gone up double digits year after year, and now PG&E wants a 32% increase for this year alone. What TURN is demanding is that the Public Utilities Commission set an inflation cap, an annual inflation cap, on all future rate increases. We've got to set limits to how much these rates can go up.
Is there any model like this in any other industry? I'm thinking of, for instance, around the Bay Area, what they call the HOV lanes, the Lexus lanes, where you can pay to go in if you don't have a carpool passenger.
I think the better way to think of this is the way the income tax works in California, where those who can afford to pay more because their income is higher have a higher tax bracket. The problem with utility bills is that the people who can least afford to pay, the lowest income, pay the highest percent of their income to the utility bills. And it's kind of upside down from the progressive tax structure that we have here in California.
Thank you so much for breaking all of that down for us. Mark Toney is Executive Director at TURN, the Utility Reform Network.